Time for the highlights of the game, brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast, and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. The rubber game of the three-game series in Arizona, with the Mets looking to leave town on a high note with a series victory, and David Peterson has been terrific this year, with the Mets entering today 12-3 in his starts, and he was going up against his former college teammate, Ryan Nelson, today. Nelson retired the Mets in order in the first, while Peterson got out of the inning by picking off Randall Grichuk at first base, the 14th pickoff of his career and second this year. The second inning didn't start well for Nelson, with Pete Alonso leading off with our smash of the game.
Nelson's 2-2. Swing and a high drive to center. McCarthy racing back to the track at the wall. Looks up. Whoa, gone. What a shot. Pete Alonso with a titanic home run just to the right of the batter's eye, well above the 25-foot wall in center onto the concourse. We got to see the distance on this one. How about 439 feet? Pete Alonso's 29th home run, and the Mets take a 1-0 lead over Ryan Nelson in the second.
The smash of the game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. 439 feet indeed to dead center. Third home run and sixth career at bats against Nelson, the 29th of the season for Alonso. Also his 221st as a Met, passing Mike Piazza for third place on the Mets' all-time home run list. Jesse Winker singled, but then J.D. Martinez grounded into a double play, and Jose Iglesias broke his bat in grounding out the shortstop to end the inning. Peterson has had a terrific year, but one thing that has hurt him is walks in a bad spot. He allowed a two-out walk in the second, but got out of the inning. Then another to Geraldo Perdomo in the third came back to haunt him.
Perdomo leads off the 1-1. Grichuk swings and slams one to the gap in right center field. Marte and Nimmo on the run. They'll turn and just watch it fly just to the right of the pool in right center field. A two-run go-ahead home run for Randall Grichuk. His fifth of the season. The two-out walk bites the Mets as Grichuk gives the D-backs a 2-1 lead.
And Randall Grichuk was 2-for-2 after that shot. He had singled earlier, but again was picked off to end the first. That time he rounded the bases and gave the Diamondbacks their first lead of the day. 2-1 with his fifth home run of the year. Peterson gave up a hit to Lourdes Gurriel, but next got out of it, or got out of the inning without giving up another run. The Mets lefty, though, gave up a bunt single to the speedy Jake McCarthy to start the fourth, and after getting Eugenio Suarez to fly out, he got Corbin Carroll looking, and then Peterson helped himself the second time to get out of an inning.
The 2-0 pitch will have to wait because Peterson's got another pickoff. He just stepped off and delivered a strike to first. He nabbed Jake McCarthy for the final out. Second pickoff of the game for David Peterson. This one wasn't even close.
As much he had hurt himself in the inning before with the two-out walk, he now had two pickoffs today, one to end the first and now another to end the fourth. Jeff McNeil hit a two-out double off the wall, missing a homer by a couple of feet, but was stranded at second when Luis Torrens grounded out to end the fifth. Then the Mets came back as Peterson worked a 1-2-3 inning before Francisco Lindor stepped to the plate to start the sixth and staged quite a battle with Nelson, an 11-pitch at bat, and the 11th pitch was the one the Mets MVP turned on.
Here comes pitch number 11, the 3-2 to Lindor. Swing and a smash, deep right field. Lindor hits it way out to tie the game. What a battle by Lindor on the 11th pitch. He takes Ryan Nelson deep to right, eight rows back, and the Mets and the D-backs are tied at two in the sixth. For Lindor, home run number 28, and the on-base streak is alive. 27 games in a row Lindor has been on.
After striking out in his previous two at-bats, he hammered the changeup for home run number 28, getting even with Nelson, as now, as Keith said, reached base in 27 straight games. And more important, the game was once again tied at two. Brandon Nimmo reached on a one-out single, and Alonso missed an opportunity, sending McCarthy back to the warning track to catch his fly ball for the second out, and then Winker grounded out back to the pitcher to end the inning. Peterson followed his strong fifth by retiring the Diamondbacks in order again in the sixth. sixth. J.D. Martinez led off the seventh with a single and moved up twice on groundouts, but then Torrens struck out to end the inning. Peterson worked into the seventh for the fourth straight start and opened the inning with a strikeout of McCarthy, the ninth consecutive batter. He retired before Suarez singled, and then good intentions went bad.
Suarez inches off the first base bag, the 1-2. Swinging a soft ground ball at first base side of the mound. McNeil charges in. He fields, shovels it to second, and it gets away from Lindor. And it rolls into shallow left field. Suarez is on his way to third. And Arizona has runners at the corners with one out and a tie game in the seventh inning.
Just one of those plays, you just say, well, that's baseball. But McNeil, because of the slow roller, had no chance at getting Carroll. He went to second to try to get anything, but Suarez didn't slide. Perhaps that blocked Lindor's vision. The D-backs had men at first and third with one out. But then, one play later, or one batter later, the defense coming up big.
Suarez the runner at third, Carroll the runner at first. Peterson sets from the letters, checks on Carroll, kicks home the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to 30. Iglesias has it to second for one. McNeil's return to first in time. Double play. Mets go around the horn. 5-4-3 double play. David Peterson into trouble and out of trouble.
And that was the save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. The Mets get out of it. Peterson worked seven innings for the third straight start, and it remained tied at two heading into the eighth because of the Mets' smooth defense. Jose Buto came on in relief of Peterson, got the first two batters before walking the pinch hitter Jock Peterson, and then fell behind 3-0 on Gurriel. But he came back with a strike, and then the Mets got a gift.
3-1 pitch. Peterson goes. Pitch taken for a strike. Throw down to second base is in plenty of time. Peterson is thrown out. Why he was running, I have no idea. The Mets will graciously take that. And we go to the ninth.
Nobody but Peterson really knew what he was thinking, running with Buto on the ropes, and Torrens has been so good behind the plate, and the play at second wasn't even close, and the Diamondbacks ran themselves out of the inning. Justin Martinez started the ninth after having success against the Mets last night. Alonso struck out to start the inning. Jesse Winker then doubled to left center to put the go-ahead run in scoring position. Tyrone Taylor came on to pinch run, and Martinez just missed one flying out deep to right, and Taylor, though, able to move up 90 feet. That left it up to Iglesias, who was hitless in his last 12 at-bats, but that streak came to an end, giving us our turning point.
The 0-1. Hit hard up the middle. Perdomo slides. It's off his glove. And to center. Tyrone Taylor scores. Iglesias does it again. RBI single up the middle. And in the ninth, the Mets take a 3-2 lead. Men in scoring position. And OMG has the answer.
And that was the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So the hot smash up the middle, too hot for Perdomo, and the Mets were back in front 3-2. And Iglesias has had a tough time on this road trip, but came through in the big spot. He stole second, advanced to third with Adrian Del Castillo's throw going into second field. However, McNeil then struck out to end the inning. And also just want to correct something. It was Alvarez who threw out the runner, Jock Peterson, to end the top the bottom of the eighth. But after the big top of the ninth in which the Mets went ahead, that left it up to Edwin Diaz. Could he bounce back and put the game away this time? He'd lost the last two games he appeared in, giving up homers, including the grand slam to Carroll last night. He went to a full count on the first hitter he faced, but struck out Gurriel to start the inning and followed with another of Josh Bell, and that left it up to McCarthy.
A red-hot Diamondbacks team stormed back last night against Diaz. Diaz trying to get him back today. The 2-2 pitch popped him up. Shallow center. Lindor backpedaling, waving his arms underneath it, makes the catch, and the Mets take the finale. They win the rubber game against Arizona, and they take two out of three, winning this one 3-2. A ninth inning offensive rally, and Edwin Diaz redeems himself, getting the last three outs and getting the Mets out of the desert with a series win.